This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
This is property speaking now. Philip is already in the building. You know, we were talking about, you know, people that prefer to exclude the middlemen. Obviously, yes. They don't understand the significance. So when they're doing business, they prefer to deal with the principal.
Yeah.
Buy directly or deal directly with the owner. But what are the problems?
You know, there's a TikTok video. I don't know if you're able to see it. About people who are now sharing stories about how they bought property from the man in the van. I mean, just how vague that is. Like, blows my mind. Only to find out that the man in the van doesn't even own the property. Like, how crazy is that? So, I mean, you can equate that to some of the risks that South Africans take when it comes to getting property in the country and the likes. And Philip Schumann is here to talk to us about that. He's the broker and owner of Remax. Good morning, Philip. Are you good?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
So how often do you come across instances where a person bought a property that wasn't really up for sale and you find that now they've lost their money, they can't even trace this person, or there's just issues all around? I know you've mentioned when you've talked to you in the past about some of the things where people are coming and now you have to, you know, jump in and be a MacGyver, go and tinker and try to fix some of the things.
So the funny thing is that
you sound defeated. Just so I'm
I feel sorry for people out there, because yeah. The psychological effects of when you see a bargain is blinding. It's like people become secretive because they don't want to let other people know that there's this bargain, so you don't share anything. And now you're primed for being scammed.
Sure.
You know, and you know, it's like you're blinded, you want to act quickly, you just want this deal. And the sad reality is it happens more often than not, especially these days, and especially with informal sales, vacant land, you know, social media adverts. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a say these days, and it's not necessarily vetted. Some of the big signs are when a seller wants quick cash. The property is marketed below market value, obviously,
mm-hmm.
And you think you're going to score this deal. And then you find out that you were actually scammed. And most of these oaks don't want the 300,000 in total. No. They want a holding deposit from 50 people. They're going to make 600,000.
The property's still there.
Yes. And a lot of people get scammed at once. And, you know, this man in the van disappears. And, yeah. So,
yeah.
Obviously, Philip, there's just a lot of reasons why people would prefer to exclude, an estate agent. Maybe one of them is, you know, it's very expensive to, you know, involve you as that estate agent. What's your take on that?
So, yeah, they haven't really lost money yet. That's why.
That's
why
they
still think it's a deal. you know, let's just look at the psychology of this for mm-hmm. a second.
All right.
Why would a seller sell privately? He wants to save the cost.
Yes.
But so this means he's going to, let's say we're looking at the same property, mm-hmm. whether through an estate agent or not, and this property is on market for 1.3.
Mm-hmm.
If he sold through a real estate agent, he would have gotten 1.2 in his pocket as a seller, and the commission would have been roughly about 100, including VAT.
Okay.
Now, he doesn't want to pay the estate agent for that, mm-hmm. so he's thinking, I'm going to go this alone, and I'm going to advertise at 1.3.
Mm.
Okay. Where does the benefit lie to the buyer? Because he's still paying market value.
Mm. Mm.
Is there a benefit? No. The seller's benefiting. He's not going to spin that deal off to you. And now you as the buyer are in a worse position, because now you don't have the free advice that comes with a real estate agent.
Mm.
So now I'm thinking, who's at the loss here? The buyer. Now, let's say you are the more experienced buyer,
okay.
and you find a for sale by owner.
Mm.
How does that owner know that this buyer is legit? And remember, now that you've only advertised for sale by owner, you don't have access to all the market's buyers. Nobody drives past your house.
Oh,
nobody
yeah.
sees it. You need to put it on market so that you have exposure to all the buyers in the market. And then you will be able to ascertain what your true sale value is. Because if 500 people don't make an offer, you know that you're too high priced. But if one guy doesn't make an offer, how do you know that you're not overpriced?
Mm.
And you might end up selling for lower than market value just because you're being pressured by this experienced buyer. So the reality is that this can happen. 90% of the time, I would say 90%, somebody leaves with a broken heart because somebody's at a disadvantage. And who is benefiting by doing a clean deal in that scenario? It's like business is business, you know, and friends are friends. You know, that's the saying.
So maybe someone listening, Philip, they say, you know what, Philip said 90%. What if I'm the 10%?
100%.
So for the 10%, because someone is sitting there thinking, you know what, I've done a deal like this and I went through unscathed. Philip is like, yeah. A gold star on my forehead for you.
You could do a transaction yourself.
Okay.
100%. The problem is that you're going to need to do 50 to 200 hours worth of research. How much is your time worth per hour? Is it really worth, when looking at this now, you know, how much time did you invest into becoming a proper real estate agent to do one transaction?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't have a network of advisors. You don't know whether you're making the right decision or not. Most people know they want to buy. Sure, they know what they can qualify for, and now they head into the market.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we do, there are deals where, but 10% of the time, where somebody doesn't walk away with a broken heart. But it's like insurance. You don't need it until you need it. And do you really want to venture into a large transaction like this and not be covered, not have all the advice available?
Sure.
Are we penny wise and pound foolish?
All right, that's how we're going to leave it for today. You know, you heard Philip's last words there. Are we penny wise or pound foolish? He's the broker and owner of Remax. That's Philip Skuma. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.